Save the date. Up Here returns to downtown Sudbury this summer from August 18th to 20, and they already have a full lineup of muralists and the first wave of music that'll be echoing off all those freshly painted walls. Up Here, known for its creation of new murals and the presentation of emerging artists, also has a limited number of all-access, entry-guaranteed passports to the 9th edition available. If you get one now, you'll have plenty of time to RSVP your regrets to that wedding you were invited to. Something better has come along. No wedding singer, except maybe Robbie Hart, will pump you up like this year's headliners, performing at Up Here Square and presented by Downtown Sudbury. For starters, Braids will romance you with their positively mesmerizing, dreamy art pop, backed by string ensemble. Then, anyone who came to Up Here 5 will be thrilled to hear Chicago's Rick Wilson as returning with his unparalleled hip-hop and an almost unbelievably energetic performance. Fortunately, he has time before his tour with Chromeo this fall. Did anyone mention he's bringing a full band? Then, there's more hip-hop via Boogie the Beat, who blends traditional indigenous songs with modern electronic beats. Debbie Friday's surreal electropop will take the stage with U.S. Girls Experimental Pop, making for the danciest night of the fest. Other sweet sounds to look forward to include BB Club's Living Room Party Music, NOBRO's All Women Punk from Montreal, Drone Rock from Canadian-Italian twin sisters Bonnie Trash, New York's Gustav and their danceable punk grooves, Elizabeth Balkas's Latvian Electro-Pop Weirdo, Thunder Queen's Teen GRRRL Punk, Strange Attractor's Psychedelic Garage Punk, Super Plage's Franco Sexy Electro-Pop, Mist Milano's Genre-Bending Rap, Devour's Queer Confessional Bedroom Pop Anthems, Olivia Short's Anishinaabe Noise and Performance Art, Genevieve at Matthew's Performance Art, and more that will be revealed in the coming weeks. On the visual side of things, the murals are slightly more curated than the average matrimonial Pinterest board. Nothing against rustic chic and barnyard venues, but they just can't compare to West Coast Métis artist Jean-Paul Langlois' cinematic, Western meets sci-fi meets Sunday morning cartoon mural that'll be appearing during the festival. And no bride will match the elegance of JUURI's figure-driven work, blending Japanese folklore with contemporary street art. Then there's Katie Green's eerie but whimsical watercolor personas that somehow blend daintiness and grit, pleasure and pain, grief and joy in colorful smears that put any bouquet to shame. Young Yemi is making his way north to give us one of his Afro-futuristic portraits that marry intersectional concepts and ideologies from pre-colonial times to present day, across regions, religions, and political lines. And finally, Sudburyan-turned-Torontonian, Franco-Ontarian Métis multidisciplinary artist Maxine Lemieux is bringing her fantastical world-building aesthetic home for the festival. The Power Up Project, a partnership with Greater Sudbury Hydro, is also back for another year, with a round of artists adding color and excitement to utility boxes around the city. Some local names to keep an eye out for, or creep Instagram in search of, are Pure Plastic, Art by Astronaut, DISANG, Downtown Oxygen, Mackenzie Roy, and Featureless Designs. Like what you see and want to lock down a good time? Don't forget to RSVP coming by grabbing your passport at uphere.com. If you're afraid of commitment, tickets to individual shows will be available later in June, but you might have to sit at the kids' table.